time to do another little UNLV Running Rebel basketball right now with a former Rebel who's made his way back to Las Vegas after spending, of course, the 2006-2007 season as a player on that great Sweet 16 team that went to the NCAA tournament. And now the newest assistant head coach on T.J. Otzelberger's staff, Kevin Krueger. Kevin, what's going on?
Not too much. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good, man. Well, welcome back to Vegas, first and foremost.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be back.
So how's it feeling for you, getting acclimated to everything? I know it's kind of been a little bit of a whirlwind for you, right? Coming from Norman, Oklahoma, and now you're back in Vegas. It's got to be pretty exciting for you.
No, it's absolutely exciting. I mean, Allie and I are just ecstatic to be back. We couldn't be more excited to be with Coach Otzelberger and his direction and his vision for UNLV basketball. We just we wanted to be a part of it.
So tell us how the opportunity came about for you to be on T.J. Otzelberger's staff. How did this all come about?
Well, Coach Otz and I we stayed in touch throughout the years. You know, as an assistant, you know, when you first get an assistant job, you try to reach out and network and make contacts and learn the lay of the landscape and watching games. You know, Coach Otz was always nice enough to respond to me if I reached out to say, you know, good job, good win, or tough game or whatever. He always responded, and we just kind of developed that relationship. And then when he was looking for somebody to come here to Vegas with him, I just was lucky enough for him to call, and just kind of talking through it, we were just really excited to get back and get here with him.
The day of the introductory press conference for Coach Otzelberger, he mentioned your dad on a couple different occasions. And I had your dad on the show that day to get his take on Coach Otzelberger and everything. And he had a lot of glowing stuff to say. So talk a little bit about that relationship and what your dad means to him.
Honestly, you kind of, you know, being his son, you hear that he's a nice guy from everybody. But I think him and Coach Otzelberger have maintained probably a little closer friendship or connection through the years. You know, with Coach O was at Iowa State, so they crossed paths a lot. And then recruiting, they recruited a lot of the same similar circles. So I think, you know, that's just I think with the thing with Coach Otzelberger is he reaches out to a lot of people and he listens to people's opinions. And I think just being that we had been here before is probably why he has that connection with my dad, but I think he also probably has that type of connection with a lot of people, because as I'm sure you guys have been around him, he's awesome to be around, easy to talk to, listens, and is, you know, he's excited about UNLV basketball. So, you know, he's resonating throughout the valley right now and people are excited.
You know, a lot of Rebel fans are not really familiar with him until the introductory press conference. Talk a little bit to Rebel fans, Kevin, about what TJ is like and what fans can expect to see.
Well, you're going to see somebody who wants to win. There's not going to be any substitute for actions and plays that aren't centered around winning. You know, when we talk about winning plays, winning mentality, winning culture, winning effort. And if you didn't get a chance to watch his teams at South Dakota State, I mean, for starters, you shouldn't really have an opinion. And then secondly, you know, you missed out, because they pass the ball around and they score a lot of points and they shoot a lot of threes, and they were really fun to watch. And that was one of the reasons maybe that, you know, we had a chance to stay in touch, because when their games were on, I definitely stayed in and watched them, and just enjoyed watching the way they move the ball and his sets and his how he attacks mismatches and how he takes advantage of defensive deficiencies. And he's just fun to watch. And I strongly suggest, if you've got an opportunity or a chance to watch some of those South Dakota State games, that you should, and you can hopefully look into the future of UNLV.
Kevin Krueger joined us, the former UNLV guard back in 2006 and 7, now the UNLV assistant coach. Kevin, real quick, let's talk about your time when you were back here at UNLV before. What are some of your glowing memories of being a Rebel in the city of Las Vegas?
I mean, the best memory is the city. You know, the atmosphere and the people and the fans of you know, just being out and being a Rebel, just seeing that pride and that excitement that was around UNLV basketball. And then, I mean, the best memory is you know, walking out on senior night and seeing the Thomas and Mack full, and I think it was a whiteout. You know, everybody was wearing the same color, and it was just exciting. And that's one of the reasons that it's exciting for the future, because this town still feels a UNLV basketball or UNLV town, and they're huge fans and huge supporters, and they get angry because they love it, and then they get happy when we win, and that's what makes for a great fan base. So, yeah, I think that's just probably what sticks out the most, is just, you know, feeling kind of a part of the community because we all had that in common.
You spent the past three seasons on your dad's staff at Oklahoma. Where, what's it going to be like not working for your dad, but you were part of one of the best programs in all of college basketball?
It'll be different. You know, being around him, is when people ask what it was like to work for him as his son, you know, it's, you know what a tone or a look mean, just, you know, from talking to him your whole life. So, you know, being here with the new staff, you know, new players to meet, and you know, it's just kind of a lot of a learning approach. You know, just seeing what coach wants and what the players are like and what they want, and just kind of learning a new system, which is always exciting. And you know, again, we couldn't be more thrilled. I don't think there's a lot of people other than Coach Otzelberger that we would have come back for.
So, was it time for you to move on, or what led to your decision in leaving your dad's staff at OU?
A huge reason was Coach Otzelberger. He's younger. He's not to call dad old, if that gets back to him. But you know, Coach Otzelberger's younger. He plays an exciting style of basketball, and you know, just to have the opportunity to get back to Vegas and be under his wing is really what made it so exciting.
Kevin Kruger joined us. Kevin Kruger now joining the staff at T.J. Otzelberger, assistant coach here at UNLV. So let's talk about the philosophy for you and T.J. about recruiting. Because as you know, with Marvin Menzies, we, you know, kind of had a little bit of the one and dones. We've had that there with Dave Rice. And it's really hard when you recruit the one and dones to kind of sustain that fan base, that cohesiveness within a team. What do you think Coach Otz is looking at? Is he looking at JC players? What kind of players is he going to go after in high school?
I think the thing you're going to learn with Coach Otzelberger first and foremost is he's going to recruit basketball players. And he's going to coach basketball players. And then with Coach Buckley and Coach Slocum, you know, they're great at teaching basketball players. So I think, if Coach Otzelberger is looking at somebody and he thinks that they should be at UNLV, I think you got to believe that, you know, he feels they're going to be a good basketball player and a part of a good team. And, of course, there's going to be household names that we're after, especially, you know, in today's landscape, but there's also might not be. But, I fully trust him when he says a player caught his eye that, you know, that there's a reason. And he obviously knows what he's doing. And I'm just here to help him and win games for UNLV.
And what will be your role, your main role, do you see here on the staff at UNLV?
Really just kind of help him, learn from him. I think also, you know, with Coach Slocum having more experience than me, and then obviously Coach Buckley's, you know, got a ton of experience, and I've had an opportunity to watch him with the guys, and there's just a ton I can learn from all them, and really just be part of a team, and hopefully that, you know, that's what he's looking for, and that's what we get at the end of the day.
I know that Coach Otz talked about re-recruiting the current UNLV players. We know Amari Hardy is coming back. Sounds like Nick Blair is coming back. What else can you tell us about the current Rebels from last year's roster? How many of those guys do you anticipate staying?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I don't pay a ton of attention. We know about, you know, the portal and all that stuff, but that's changed the landscape, and it's young in terms of what it's going to be like in the future. But, you know, at the end of the day, Coach Otz always says he's going to want people here that want to be here, and it's not going to be ill will if somebody leaves, but it's we're going to be ecstatic if they want to stay. And, you know, I just think that it's just been awesome being around him and seeing how he's kind of handled things. But I couldn't put a number or names to it. I think he's much more involved with that than I am. I'm just here to kind of support guys, and whichever direction we go, we go.
All right. So what are the plans for the next few weeks and get ready to head into the summer?
Oh, we got the live period coming up. I think in a little over a week, and you know, then we'll hit the ground running. We got an eval period at the end of April, and we've got a lot of great names and a lot of great guys and kids, and we've been able to have some great conversations with families, and so you know, hopefully we can you know, represent UNLV and make Rebels proud.
You know, we heard and was talking to your dad there a few weeks ago, talking about another strong recruiting class that OU is going to have. How active were you with that, Kevin, with recruiting some of those players for your dad?
I mean, I had the same kind of responsibilities at OU that the other two assistants had. We just kind of were a little more, not necessarily broken up, but, you know, with Chris Crutchfield and Carlin Hartman, we're just awesome in Texas and those areas, and I felt that my experience out here in the West could kind of be where it was best utilized, so I just tried to maintain connections out here and then also just help where I could in the Texas area or whoever they were recruiting. I mean, Chris Crutchfield, obviously, with Trey Young, Buddy Hield, a couple of the freshmen coming in, and Coach Hartman brought in a couple of the freshmen coming in and former players, so really just trying to help in that regard, and hopefully I can bring that same thing out here.
Kevin, we really appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you here in person as you get back on the job here and join the UNLV staff, and welcome back to Las Vegas.
Thank you very much. So glad to be back.